Here he is, baseball insider Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Glad to be here once again, Bill, but Red Sox fans, not too glad this morning when they wake up and check the score from the overnight, that's for sure.
Oh, no. They rally back, tie it late, but then lose 9-6, as you will be reporting. So, Andy, what happened last night?
Well, it was pretty much a slog of a game going into the ninth inning. It was 4-1. The game was over the three-hour mark. Red Sox had only had 8 hits in the game up until that point. They've left 7 runners on base going into the ninth. But then the Red Sox came back. Kyle Schwarber hit a 2-run home run to tie the game in the bottom of the ninth. But the Sox did not get the winning run in from third base with less than 2 outs. The game goes to the 10th. And new so-called closer, Hansel Robles, comes in. He proceeded to give up 5 runs in the top of the 10th. The Sox did come back with 2 more in the bottom of the 10th, but obviously that wasn't enough. So the Red Sox drop another game. It was a tough one last night against the lowly Twins, that's for sure, but it was a Major League record set last night, at least for this year. Twins first baseman Miguel Sano hit the longest home run of the season, a 495-foot blast to left center field off Sox starter Nick Pivetta. So with the loss, the Sox fall to 72-46 on the season. Third place in the AL East, 7.5 games behind the Tampa Bay Rays. Sox still, believe it or not, have a game and a half lead over the A's for the second wild card spot. So tonight, the Sox look to take the rubber game for this 3-game series at Fenway with the Twins. Chris Sale making his third start since returning from Tommy John surgery.
Well, the good news is the on the strength of the Red Sox, they raised a lot of money with the Jimmy Fund Nesson WEEI Radiothon yesterday.
Yep, that's always a good thing, absolutely, and they that will go through today, actually. So if you have not had a chance to donate yet, you still have plenty of time, and that's always a great thing to see.
Andy, let's take a look back at this past week with the team. What happened?
Well, since we last spoke on Friday, the Red Sox blanked the Rangers 6-0. That was behind Chris Sale. He tossed 5 shutout innings on that one. Red Sox got 2 RBIs apiece from Xander Bogaerts, Kike Hernandez, and Alex Verdugo. Then on Saturday, it was a real ugly game for the Sox. They lose to the Rangers 10-1. Red Sox making 5 errors in that game. It was the most errors in the game since 2015. On Sunday, the game was postponed for Tropical Storm Henri. That was also Yaz's 82nd birthday. On Monday, the Sox finish off the series with the Rangers, beating them 8-4 in 11 innings as Travis Shaw hit a walk-off grand slam in the bottom of the 11th, but Matt Barnes blew his 6th save of the season. He gave up 2 runs in the 9th. Tuesday night, Sox beat the Rangers 11-9, Sox hitting 4 home runs in the game, including 2 from Hunter Renfro. That combined traveling of 794 feet, but closer Matt Barnes gave up a leadoff home run in the 9th, followed by 2 walks before taking out of the game. And then last night's loser, Hansel Robles, was brought in to get his first save of the season with the Sox. He did have 10 with the Minnesota Twins before the trade deadline. So that's how things stand right now. It's kind of up and down for the Sox, and again, these are games they should be winning against these lower-class teams in the American League, but lost like last night after the big comeback in the ninth, that was tough to see.
Andy, what's the difference between the Red Sox of April, May, June, maybe July, and to the team we're watching right now? Is it the fact that teams like the Yankees really are getting it together now?
Well, you can definitely say that. The Yankees are obviously on a roll and a half at this point. But when you go back to the Red Sox, you can definitely say timely hitting has been an issue since the All-Star break, although they did have some last night, obviously, in the ninth. But the bullpen, Matt Barnes was pretty much a given the first half of the season. Then he signed the contract extension just before the All-Star break, and he has been just awful, to put it lightly, since that time. So, back end of the bullpen, timely hitting, those are two contributing factors. In fact, the starting pitching hasn't been that bad so far in the second half. It's been pretty decent. It's been, again, bullpen issues that have been hurting this team down the stretch.
Got it. That sounds about right, Andy. Hey, Major League Baseball, what happened? What's the latest news from MLB?
Well, they've announced their traditional spring training schedule for 2022. So the Red Sox will open up with a game against Northeastern on February 25th at Fort Myers. Then they'll play the Braves in Northport on the 26th. Opening day is scheduled for March 31st is Fenway against the Rays, so make sure you have all your winter clothes ready to go for that one. MLB also announcing that the Red Sox and Orioles will play in the 2022 Little League Classic in Williamsport, Pennsylvania on Sunday, August 21st, and that game will be featured on ESPN's Sunday Night Baseball.
You know, it's interesting, that makeup game the Red Sox had on Monday, I was amazed at, you know, even though it is the summer, I get it's a work day, it's a Monday, but there were not a lot of people at the ballpark on Monday.
No, there certainly wasn't. In fact, they announced the attendance to be about 27,000.
No.
That game. Obviously, that goes back to what was supposed to be tickets sold, I guess, for Sunday. But I got word from a very reliable source that the actual amount of people that went through the turnstile on Monday was just over 11,000.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I mean, I've never seen the bleachers that empty. Yeah.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, again, a lot of factors for that, but you would definitely expect there to be more people there, no doubt about it.
No, and I don't mean it as a knock against how they're playing now. That's not it at all. It was just one of those things that they have been magic as far as attendance goes, with the exception of COVID, you know, whatever. All right.
Well, even if you look at the fact when they've opened up the park to full capacity, they've had very few total sellouts. They've been averaging probably about 30,000 a game, so there's still a lot of tickets available for every home game. So this is definitely not the situation that, from years past where it was tough to get a ticket.
Oh, okay. That's good. I didn't know that, actually. All right. There's a lot I don't know, Andy, and I'm sure we'll stumble on more as we go along here. Anything else to share with us?
Well, Red Sox did make a few roster moves. They activated infielder Christian Arroyo, and they sent infielder Jonathan Araruz back to Worcester. The Red Sox also sending Jaron Duran down to Worcester. And, of course, a feature that we always like to talk about here on the Baseball Insider, Bill, it's Red Sox on this day, Nesson Plus. Yes, it comes your way again this afternoon at 1 o'clock. It's a game from August the 26th of 1991. Going the way back machine here. Roger Clemens tosses a three-hit shutout, strikes out 10. Jack Clark, Phil Plantier at home runs. Red Sox blank the A's 3-0 in Oakland.
Yeah, Nesson Plus today. I think I got ahead of myself. So now let's go over some Major League Baseball news here, Andy.
Well, back on Thursday, the Tigers suspended announcer and Hall of Fame pitcher Jack Morris indefinitely for racist comments made on the air toward Angels pitcher Shohei Ohtani. Also back on Thursday, the Orioles dropped their 15th game in a row. We'll get more on that as we proceed along here. And former Tigers catcher Bill Freehan, 11-time All-Star and a member of the 1968 World Series Championship team, passed away at the age of 79. So we head through the weekend. Orioles just keep on losing Friday, Saturday, even on Sunday to make it 18 in a row. If you remember, the Orioles lost 21 straight to start the 1988 season. Also on Sunday, the Tigers first baseman Miguel Cabrera became the 28th player to hit 500 career home runs. So that was a nice achievement for Miguel on Monday. First game since 1902 with two teams facing each other on 9-game winning streaks. The Yankees beat the Braves 5-1. The Orioles did not play on Monday, so you don't have to worry about them dropping another game, but they came through on Tuesday for everybody, making it 19 straight losses. And during that streak, they had been outscored 165-53. The Yankees, on the other hand, on a nice winning streak. They won their 11th straight on Tuesday, their longest winning streak since 1985. And wrapping things up from last night, the Orioles finally snapped that 19-game losing streak. They beat the Angels 10-6. Another game of note last night took 16 innings, nearly 6 hours, with the Dodgers finally defeated the Padres 5-3 early this morning. Both teams now hold the Major League record for the longest extra inning games played in history in the era of the free runner on second base, which, of course, started last year.
Well, we love it when the Red Sox play the Orioles as far as trying to pump up those standings, but you got to remember the Yankees also played them.
Oh, yeah, the Red Sox will have some more games against the Orioles before it's all said and done. In fact, the Red Sox have one of the weaker schedules of teams that are involved in the playoff chase at the moment. So, but again, you know, you look at it now, they should be taking care of the Twins, especially in a game like last night with the big comeback. And you really can't afford to be losing these games like the one they did to the Rangers earlier in the week, making the 5 errors. So, you know, you got to play the game. Can't just go by what's on paper. So, so a long way to go, and the Red Sox are technically in the playoffs right now, so there is some positive to all this mess.
Yep, Chris Sale going again tonight, so that's good news. All right, Andy, anything else to share with us?
Well, I just think the Red Sox really need to get back on track and really take care of business, especially when it comes to the back end of the bullpen. They have to find somebody they can rely on going forward, because even if they get into a playoff situation, they squeak in, and you know, the back end of the bullpen remains a mess. I mean, what's it going to get you? I mean, you're really going to, how much further are you going to go if you did get past the wild card game? And, you know, some of the Sox bats in the order have to get a little more productive and, you know, do what they were doing in the first half of the season. So we'll see how it all plays out. It'll be interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah, I do think, though, Andy, that this team could be dangerous if they do get into the playoffs, if they do get some things straightened out, which is possible. You know, they could be dangerous, but who knows?
Yeah, anything is possible. We know that. But let's not get our hopes too high right now, Bill.
I got my glass half full, Andy. You know that, right?
Well, you know how my glass always looks.
I know. It's the exact same glass. All right. There he is. Baseball insider Andy Carbone, and I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.